Our story begins outside Turner's penthouse, where Alexander has just arrived and is looking for Charlie.
Charlie! Charlie, are you home? Damn it. I didn't want to just leave this letter, but I guess I'll have to. Whatever is in here, I hope you don't accept it, Charlie, for Adriana's sake.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. At Manhattan Monthly, Harry is looking at Agnes, who has just collapsed on the floor.
Miss Walker, are you all right? This is a performance. It's a damn good one.
Oh my God, Mom! Harry, what the hell happened?
She just collapsed, Rex. We were talking, and she just fell.
What are you just standing there for? Did you call 911?
No, I'll call now.
Mom, are you okay? Mom?
Emergency, what is the problem?
A woman, she collapsed, and we don't know what's wrong with her.
Oh, Mom, please be all right. Please be all right.
At Mandy's New Zealand apartment, Rachel, the nanny, has just arrived and is changing Marty's diaper.
Oh my God, you're not a girl.
Oh, here are those notes.
What do I do? Don't say anything.
Oh, I see you two are getting acquainted.
Yes, she is adorable.
Here are the notes I made on what Angela likes and dislikes and about her routine. I should only be 2 days on this trip.
Okay, if plans change, just let me know.
Is everything all right? You seem a little, I don't know, tense.
No, I'm fine. I just had a long day yesterday and it's still very early.
Yes, and I appreciate you coming so early. I have a very early flight to catch for London. In fact, I need to be going right now. I really do hate to run out like this. I would love to take Angela with me, but I'm afraid that's just not possible on this trip.
Like I said, I love children, and I'm sure we'll be just fine.
I'll be checking in several times a day. This is the first time we will have been apart.
I understand.
Goodbye, Angela. I love you, my sweet girl. Yeah. I'll call you when my flight lands, Rachel.
We'll be here. Okay, Rachel. Why didn't you say anything? All right, Angela. Do you want to tell me what's going on around here?
At Murphy's Law, Charlie and Matt are talking at the bar.
So anyway, how do you know my brother Blake?
Oh, it's a long story. You really don't want to hear about that.
All right, if you say so.
So, what's this about a production company?
Well, I'm actually looking to buy a company, and I'm scheduled to take a look at the place today, hoping my good old buddy Ellie would come and join me.
What are you looking to do?
Well, basically, I've always been interested in the entertainment world. I've been the lead singer in several bands. My financial advisor mentioned this company to me the last time we met.
And it sounds like it's a good fit for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Do you live here in Manhattan?
No, London, actually. Although I haven't been there in a couple of months.
London? Wow, that's cool. Guess you're just visiting your brother.
Actually, both my brothers. My other brother, Todd, just accepted a job at Dean Industries. I guess that must be your family's company.
No kidding. This city's smaller than I thought.
Yeah.
You know what? What are you doing this afternoon?
I don't know. No big plans, really.
Hey, you know what? Well, how would you like to take a trip with me to check out this production company since Ellie let me down?
Me? Are you serious?
Well, why not? I mean, you are a professional singer, right? Look, I was actually looking for an opinion from a fellow musician, that's all. I mean, if you can't go, it's really no big deal. I understand.
Sure. Why not?
Oh, you will come. Great. Then I won't hold the fact that you know my brother against you.
I guess you have a long story with Blake yourself.
We have a long and checkered history. Something I really don't feel like talking about. I'm sure you Malone brothers don't have anything like that to worry about.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Back at Manhattan Monthly, Blake and Marilyn are talking with Evelyn in Blake's office.
Evelyn, I'd like you to meet Marilyn Marsden.
Hello, Evelyn.
Hi. Who's this bimbo?
Marilyn is a new friend of mine. We met during the Adriana Cummings trial.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You were Adriana's defense attorney.
Yes.
Now, Evelyn, if you would excuse us.
Of course. He would rather have her than me? Ew.
Nice meeting you.
Oh, you too.
I'm glad you could finally stop by. It's been a hectic morning.
I feel your pain. I've been tied up in meetings since you left my apartment. But luckily, I'm not tied up in court this week.
Where would you like to go for lunch?
What are you in the mood for?
Well, no, you mean food.
Yes, food. Oh, I have to get this. I told my admin to call me with any urgent issues.
No problem.
Hello, this is Marilyn. Who called? Did she say what she wanted? Oh, no. Is he all right? Okay, I'll call her back. Thanks. I'm sorry, Blake. I have to cancel our lunch. Some urgent personal business just came up, and I have to take care of it right away.
At Alexander's apartment, Lawrence has just arrived, surprising Lucas.
You didn't think I would find you, did you?
What are you doing here, Dad?
You think you're going to come to my house and try to take me down the way you did? It ain't going to end like that, kid.
Just get out of here. You wanted me gone, and now I'm gone. You should be happy.
Ain't nothing going to make me happy, son. You should know that by now. Everything I do is just to get me through the day.
Is that why you're drunk all day?
I don't know how I raised such a disrespectful punk kid like you.
You didn't raise me. Mom raised me. You haven't done a damn thing for me in my whole life.
Who put a roof over your head, you little ingrate? Who took you to those stupid Little League games just to watch you strike out every damn time you came up to bat?
Because you never helped me like the other dad. All you did was humiliate me in front of everybody.
You probably thought you could just run to Larissa and she would put you up in that fancy apartment of hers.
My Aunt Larissa loves me, unlike you.
Yeah, well, Larissa's in jail. Her days of living a good life are over.
What do you want, Dad? Why did you come here?
I had to check out this Alexander Jones woman for myself. I wanted to come to her place and show her what it's like to be disrespected.
Leave Alexandra out of this. She's only trying to help me.
By cracking your old man on the head with a damn plant?
You were threatening me.
That's what's wrong with you, boy. You can't take any discipline. Always running scared about one thing or another.
That's not discipline, Dad. That's called child abuse.
Child abuse? You little punk, I'm gonna...
You're gonna what?
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.